Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anshulia and today is April 30th. And here are some top things to know before the market opens. Strong momentum in Nifty 50 saw it decisively surpassing 22,600 mark by negating the previous day's bearish dark cloud cover pattern and holding all key moving averages. The index is now likely to leap towards record high of 22,676 in the coming trading sessions, with immediate support at 22,500, experts said while advising buy on dip strategy. Let's move on to stock-specific action. NMDC, the state-owned iron-owned company, has increased the lump ore price by Rs. 400 to Rs. 6,200 per ton. The price of fines were also hiked by Rs. 200 per ton to Rs. 5,260 per ton. UCO Bank. The lender has recorded net profit at Rs. 525 crore for the quarter ended March, falling 9.5% compared to corresponding period of previous fiscal, partly impacted by elevated provisions for bad loans and lower pre-provision operating profit. Net interest income also increased by 10.9% on year to Rs. 2,187 crore for the quarter. KEC International. The global infrastructure EPC major has won new orders of Rs. 1,036 crore across its various businesses, including transmission, distribution projects in Middle East and America. Poonawalla Fincorp. The NBFC company has reported standalone net profit at Rs. 330 crore for March financial year 2024 quarter, growing sharply by 83.6% over corresponding period of previous fiscal. Net interest income also grew by 57% on year to Rs. 641 crore for the quarter. Tata Chemicals. The Tata Group company has posted net loss at 850 crore for January to March financial year 2024 quarter against a profit of 709 crore in the year-ago period. This was seen as an impact by the exceptional loss due to UK operations. Revenue from operations also fell by 21.1% on year to Rs. 3,475 crore for the quarter. In other news, ICICI Securities has confirmed that it has received an email from NCLT informing that certain shareholders of the company have filed an application before the NCLT regarding delisting of the equity shares. The email also mentions that the matter shall be listed before the bench subject to scrutiny or defect-free. The requisite representation will be made by the company in relation to the application, said ICICI Securities in an exchange filing dated April 28. NSE set to sell digital tech unit to Investcorp. Bahrain-based Investcorp will buy the digital technology services businesses of India's National Stock Exchange for $120 million, the alternate investment firm said on Monday in its biggest deal in the country. NSE IT Limited, the digital technology arm of India's largest stock exchange market, offers services in the areas including cybersecurity, digital transformation, and cloud services in India, North America, and Middle East. The Rs. 10 billion deal was in line with NSE's strategy to focus on its core business areas, said Ashish Kumar Chauhan, the company's managing director and CEO. Moving on to international news, Japan's currency surged as much as 5 yen against dollar from a fresh 34-year low hit earlier on Monday, with traders citing yen buying intervention by Japanese authorities for the first time in 18 months. Gold prices. On Monday, we saw an ease in gold prices on prospects for higher for longer U.S. interest rates as focus turns to Federal Reserve's policy meeting and U.S. non-farm payrolls data due this week for cues on rate trajectory. Spot gold was down 0.2% to $2,333 per ounce. U.S. gold futures were down 0.1%. Crude oil prices fell by more than $1 a barrel on Monday as Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks in Cairo tempered fears of a wider Middle East conflict, while U.S. inflation data dimmed the prospect of imminent interest rate cut. Brent crude futures for June were down by $1.25 or 1.4% to $88.25 a barrel. The more active July contract fell by $1.01 or 1.14% to $87.20. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors net bought 169 crore shares, while domestic institutional investors pumped in 692 crore on April 29th, provisional data from NSE showed. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Neeraj Chadwar, Head Fundamental and Quantitative Research at Axis Securities, giving his outlook for financial year 2025. Let's listen in.
FY24 proved to be an exceptional year for equity market worldwide. with Indian equity market exhibiting outstanding performance. Throughout the year, the Indian equity consistently achieved new all-time highs, accompanied by continuous surge in the market volumes. Notably, mid and small cap indices rallied by 60% and 63% respectively, while the large cap Nifty 50 went up by 28.6% over the same period. The broad-based market performance indicated that market participation was well distributed among the domestic institution, foreign institution, and the domestic retail investor. During the year, both domestic and foreign institutional investors invested $25 billion each in Indian equities. After being net seller in FY22 and 23, FIIs regained confidence in FY24, and the sentiment was further reinforced by the BJP's big bang performance in the assembly election across the 3 out of 4 key states. Despite the market reaching new high, retail market participation remained close to the long-term average, while institutional activity remained robust throughout the year, signaling improved stability. We foresee encouraging outlook for FY25. Well, FY25 has indeed commenced on a positive note for Indian equities, yet the global scenario presents a slightly more challenging outlook than what was anticipated at the onset of calendar year. At the beginning of 24, Federal future rate indicated expectation of 6 rate cuts. However, with the year unfolding and inflation data turning out to be hotter than expected, the possibility of rate cuts has diminished. Many economists now predict there may be no rate cut throughout the year. While this scenario is somewhat pessimistic, it carries a reasonable probability. Well, consistent strong corporate earnings have mean that Indian corporate have been on a stronger footing than ever. Furthermore, corporates in need of capital have managed to raise capital, deleverage their balance sheet, and manage their capital structure better in last 3 years. All these factors imply that Indian corporates are well poised to generate growth in a volatile global scenario. This means that Indian corporates are more likely to continue trade at a premium valuation. Hence, any market correction on account of global challenges will be an opportunity to add equity portfolio. However, FY25 will provide more opportunities as global challenges continue to persist. Nonetheless, double-digit return can be expected from the Indian equities, with some edge over large caps. Overall, FY25 is likely to be a good year for Indian equities and more likely to deliver better return than most other asset classes.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your trading updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time day after.